T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff McNeil and Zach Wheeler took 10 underprivileged children for the hero, an uplifting story, from the city area to a holiday shopping spree at Target in Queens. Very good. Each kid got a $4 gift card to spend on themselves and a $4 gift card to give to their family. Very nice. After the shopping, the kids and the players had a pizza party. So nice to hear the Mets in the holiday spirit. Now, he joins, he came up and he did a heck of a job. And as a matter of fact, Wally Backman today got the job managing the Ducks out on Long Island. You know, so Wally loves to manage. I'm glad he got a job. And Jeff probably spent a little time, I would guess before he left, or he did. They probably, Jeff, how are you? Mike Francesa, how are you on the Fan?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you, you must have, in the organization, was Wally still there when you first got to AAA or no? He was gone.
No, he was gone.
And did you bump into him along the way anywhere or no?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I thought you might have. I thought you might have somewhere, but okay. I just thought you might have. I thought he was gone before you got to AAA last year. Okay. First of all, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Nice thing with the kids. Nice to see you guys doing that stuff. It's the right time for it, so that's very nice to hear. And you came up last year and did a heck of a job. You hit very well, so you had to be thrilled with what happened after you got here last year.
Yeah. Last year was amazing year. Just getting called up and just kind of doing what I did up there. And very, very happy with how I played.
You know, you always hit, and you were hitting great. At AA, you went to AAA, you hit great at AAA, they brought you up, you hit great in the majors. Was it that easy? Did you expect that you would always hit in the majors?
It's what I expect to do. I mean, it's my job. My job's to get on base and, you know, put the ball and play. And it's kind of what I was expecting. Just when I got up to the big leagues, I didn't really change anything. Just tried to do what I did in AAA and just take it one day at a time. And, you know, it worked out.
Yeah, but that's a pretty good year to go up, come to step in and hit 329 is a heck of a year.
Yeah, it felt good all year. I didn't hit for as much power as I wanted to. But I know that's there and that'll come. I'm not too worried about that. Definitely happy with how I played.
So you think you will hit some home runs too, huh?
Yeah, I hit, I think, 22 last year total. Hit a lot in AA and AAA, and then just when I got to the big leagues, it was a long season for me. I missed the last few years with injury, so playing in 162 games or 150 games, whatever I played, it's difficult. A little bit hard. Lost a little bit of weight at the end of the year, so I know that power's there. I just need to work hard this offseason, make sure I come into shape, spring training, and then hopefully the power stuck there all year.
How about the years in the minors, the developing years? All right, you're not 21, you're 26. So how about what last year meant to make the jumps you did along the way, all the way to the majors last year? It must have been just an amazing year for you from that standpoint versus the years that went on before it.
Yeah, it was huge. I put on a bunch of weight a few years ago, but then ended up getting hurt those years. I kept the weight on, kept the muscle and the strength. And then, just see it all pay off in one year. Well, it was pretty special. To see the huge power spike was pretty exciting. So, I'm happy that it worked out.
Also, you started the year in AA, if I remember right, didn't you? And then you went to Triple, and you hit great. You hit amazingly in AAA, and then they call you up to the big club. They didn't call your buddy up, which I think they should have. We all wanted to see him, and he had a terrific year too. So, it would have been nice to see him too. But you stepped up, and we were watching your numbers all year, and then you come up here and put up the same kind of numbers.
Yeah, I did well, and playing with Pete all year, Pete Alonso. It was great. He's got some of the probably the most power I've ever seen. And he's unbelievable teammate as well. So,
Do you think he'll be okay? Do you think he'll hit home runs up here? You think he'll hit up here?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen him be at his best. I mean, hitting the ball everywhere, and then I see him struggle a little bit, but he's a good, he's a really good hitter. He makes adjustments when he needs to. And yeah, I mean, I think he'll definitely have great success in the big leagues.
Now we're talking with Jeff McNeil, the second baseman. This always goes on, and you played second, and the idea was you were more a better hitter than a fielder is the way you were depicted to us. First of all, is that fair? Do you feel that's a fair description of you? Are you better with the bat than you are with the glove? Or tell us what you feel about your game in the field.
I mean, I think I've always been a great defender. I mean, in college, I played everywhere. I played second, I played center, I played left, right, played everywhere. So, I mean, I always had the defensive versatility. It's always been there.
What's your best position? What's your best position?
Probably right now, second base.
Okay.
I mean, definitely for sure. And then in the minor leagues, I kind of got moved around. We had, I think, LJ Mazzilli was playing second on most of the teams that I was playing on, so I always kind of played third. So I kind of got shuffled around. But, yeah, I feel definitely most comfortable at second base.
So, but if they went and got a Cano, you could easily move to third base if they ask you to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as of right now, I mean, I'm preparing to be the everyday second baseman, but, I mean, things change.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. But
but you are comfortable at more than one position is what it comes down to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was mostly an outfielder in college, so, I mean, I'm comfortable out there, comfortable at third base for how much I played in the minors, and then obviously very comfortable at second base as well.
All right, forget the baseball. We got to talk about the golf. You are, from what I hear, not only a great golfer, you were a guy who was a U.S. Junior Amateur champ, right? You played against Jordan Spieth, right?
Yeah, I played in the United States Junior Amateur in 2009. Jordan Spieth ended up winning that.
How did you finish?
I missed the cut. Okay. I played well the first day, didn't play well the second day, but I mean, it's probably a little bit of a blessing because I think if I did play well the second day, I probably wouldn't have been playing college baseball. I might have been out there playing college golf.
Did you get college golf scholarships?
I didn't have any offers anywhere. I could have walked on, but I mean,
where's home? Santa Barbara? Is that home for you? Santa Barbara?
Okay. Yep, okay. Santa Barbara.
Okay.
So
so you could have walked on and played, and you are a scratch golfer, right? I mean, a legitimate scratch golfer.
Yep.
You got to play against your owner because your owner is about as good a amateur player as I've ever played with. He is unbelievable. Jeff Wilpon is an incredible golfer. I mean, I know he's unbelievable. I don't know if you're better than he is, but you're going to have to shoot under 70 to beat him. He's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
He is amazing. Awesome. I couldn't believe how good he's the best amateur I ever played with. I mean, I couldn't believe how good he was. It's amazing how good he is. I played with him this year. He shot 68.
Wow, did not know that.
Yeah, that's he awesome. Can really play, and he hits it a ton too. So you guys might have a good match. Maybe you go down and play in Port St. Lucie this year. You have to go square off against the owner.
That'd be awesome.
So do you still play a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I'm out there. I mean, I usually do my training in the morning, get everything I have to do, baseball done, and then I usually go out and play with some buddies.
Do you play during the season at all or no?
Yeah, I mean, I play on off days, never on like a game day or anything like that.
But gotcha.
I mean, if we have an off day in the city, I might go tee it up.
Boy, I tell you, wait till Cespedes gets his hands on you. You know, he's a freak. He's a golf. He wants to play every, like when he was going great here, he was playing every morning while he's going out there, you know, hitting like a crazy man during the afternoon or night. He's playing golf every morning around here.
Yeah.
He loves to play golf. Yeah. He plays every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little much for me, I mean, on game days, but, I mean, yeah, definitely in the off season I enjoy it, and, I'll play on my off days as well.
Do you play, on an off, like a week like this time of year, first of all, do you still live in California?
Yeah, I'm out in California.
All right, so the weather's great, we know that. So, and we're talking with Jeff McNeil. How many times a week do you play?
I'll probably play about four.
Wow. Does it affect your baseball swing at all or not really?
No, not really. I've been doing both since, I mean, I was 3 years old. So, I mean, they're both, it doesn't bug me.
Do you buy any of the descriptions of people who compare you to Daniel Murphy? Do you buy those analogies?
Yeah, I mean, I think Daniel Murphy's a great hitter.
Yeah, he is. Terrific. And he makes great contact all the time, too.
Yeah. And yeah, I know I've got to play with Daniel Murphy a little bit in the minor leagues when he was rehabbing, so I've talked to him a lot, and I know what we have a very similar mindset at the plate. We're just trying to get a good pitch to drive, and but yeah, when he gets the two strikes, I mean, he's just looking to put the ball in play. So yeah, I think we're very, very comparable hitters.
So when you came up, was there any adjustment to major league hitting, or was it? I know some guys have told me from the minors they like to hit in the majors better because everybody's around the plate. They think it's easier to hit in the majors. Did you find it that way or no?
Yeah, they're definitely around the plate more. They can definitely make the ball move a lot more, which I think was probably the biggest adjustment. They're
right.
able to throw that kind of inside fastball, starting on my hip, and kind of put it over the middle of the plate.
Right.
I mean, it's one of the toughest pitches to hit right there. So just kind of making little adjustments like that. But, I mean, probably the biggest adjustment I had to make from AAA to the big leagues was velo. I think the velo in AAA was down. I mean, a lot of pitchers were 80, 88 to 90.
Right.
And we get to the big leagues, a lot of starters are 93, 95. So just kind of getting used to that again. That was probably the biggest adjustment I had to make.
Now, I have to tell you, down the stretch of the season this year, I didn't watch the Mets as much as I normally do because the season was kind of over. So I didn't see you as much as I normally would day in and day out. Give me a couple things. Do you hit the ball to all fields a lot, or are you more of a guy who hits the ball pull? Are you going to be a predominantly used all field guy, or are you going to be a guy who's going to hit the ball basically gap to gap? What kind of hitter are you as far as how you hit the ball?
I'm definitely I'll use the whole field. I'm going to do most of my damage. My extra base hits are probably going to be to the pull side.
Gotcha.
A lot of my home runs are pull. But, I mean, I think a few teams started to shift me. I started to throw that second baseman out in right field, and I would just slap one to third base. And,
okay, you know, so I was going to ask you, they were even overshifting you, even though you can use the whole field. You got overshifted a couple of times.
Yeah, I got overshifted a few times, and then I would just kind of slap the ball to
gotcha.
It's a shortstop, and you know, some moving through, and it's easy base hits.
Absolutely, yeah. And do you drive? Are you a guy who drives the ball? I mean, if you hit it good, it's going out of the ballpark.
Yeah, I mean that's something that I've improved on a lot in the last year or so. I mean, I think I went from hitting 4 home runs in the minor leagues to I think I hit 19 this year. So yeah, now if I square ball off, I mean.
And a lot of guys don't show power in the minors and then hit homers in the majors too. It happens a lot. You see that you do see that a lot too. So that never surprises me. I've seen a lot of big hitters. Mattingly was that way. I've seen a lot of guys be that way who didn't show a lot of minor league power, then hit home runs when they got to the majors. How did you like the ballpark to hit in?
I love City Field. City Field's amazing. I mean, I see the ball really well there, and you know, playing there is awesome. The fans are great. So I mean, I was really happy to play in City Field.
All right, what'd you take from your time with the Mets? I mean, what do you feel like a full-fledged major leaguer now? Do you feel like you still got to show up this year and prove yourself? How do you feel about things as you get ready to start this year?
Yeah, I mean, I still got to come to spring training ready. I mean, I'm still prove myself. I mean, I only have 2 months, so I mean, I'm going to go in there and play hard, play as hard as I can. I mean, I think Mets fans know I play the game as hard as I can. I mean, I hustle and try to do things the right way. So, yeah, I'm going to come to spring training ready.
Hey, listen, you know, you sound like you're pretty confident about you can get the job done, though, which is nice to hear. You know that? I like guys who are confident. Sounds like you know you can do the job here.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it throughout my minor league career, so just got to keep it going in the big leagues.
And, are you surprised it took you this long to get to the majors, or is this what you kind of expected along the way? You thought it would take some time, or did you think you'd get there before this?
I thought it'd take a little bit of time. I mean, I was slowed down.
What was your injury?
I had a double sports hernia and a hip labrum problem. So I kind of was slowed down by that for 2 years. But, I mean, if I didn't have that, I mean, I expected to probably make it about 2 years ago. I think I was set to open up the year in AA. I mean, I did open up the year in AA and then played the first 3 games, got hurt, missed the whole season. So, I mean, if I didn't have that, I mean, who knows? Who knows where I would have been a couple years ago?
Well, listen, it's you did a great job. Congratulations. We're looking forward to it. It's kind of we want to see where the Smith team looks like when we get to spring training as far as who's here and who's not. We don't know anything yet. We're still waiting to see the pieces get put together. So, I hope you and your buddy are on the right side of the field when it starts this year. It'd be a lot of fun if you are.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great.
And listen, thanks very much. Have a nice holiday, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
All right. Jeff McNeil, the confident guy, you know? Hey, came up and hit 329. So what do you want? I mean, we watched him in double A. They jumped into the triple A. They both still were hitting like crazy in triple A. Alfonso's still hitting home runs. This guy's hitting 370 or 380 in triple A. Now, a lot of guys hitting that league, we know that. Then he comes here, hits 329. They don't bring the first baseman here, unfortunately, but, you know, he'll be here this year, and hopefully he can get the job, and he can do the job and play every day or be on the team. We'll see how it works out. He hit a lot of home runs last year. I think he hit, for this whole season, I think he hit 35. Then he played well in the Arizona League, I think, in the fall. I think he played well in that league, too. So we'll see. But McNeil said he could play third. Said he thought his defense was okay. You know, the Mets were, you know, maybe that's because he got moved around to so many positions, why they were kind of a little iffy on his defense. I mean, they were the ones who told me they thought he was a better hitter than he was a fielder. So maybe they're wrong. Maybe he's going to be a better fielder than we think. We'll see. Now, he's played a lot of positions. It's kind of hard to get a rep when you play a bunch of positions. You know, you wind up getting a guy as a good hit no field when you wind up playing five different positions. It makes a difference. So, as he said, he got jumped around by depending on who was where. So that does make a difference. But you know what? He can definitely hit. And now we just found out that he's a scratch golfer. You know, so not bad. 2009 junior amateur tournament, played against Jordan Spieth. As we just heard, he didn't make the cut. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.